welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I am so grateful that you were able to join me as we share the good things of the Lord today. It's always a blessing for me to get before the microphone and share whatever the Lord has placed on my heart for those who are listening. And I know that some are so faithful. They've listened for decades. And so I just want you to know how much I appreciate you and thank the Lord for you. Let me begin, because the Lord has given me some specific things to share with you today, but I'd like to begin by reading Ephesians, the 5th chapter, verses 18 and 21. And there in that scripture, we're reminded that we should be in the process of being continually filled with the Spirit. The word says, be filled with the Spirit. How do we do that? Well, it goes on to tell us how. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. So, that lists three things, beloved. If we want to walk in the Spirit, there's three things we must do. Have a song in our heart, and have a spirit of thanksgiving, as well as a submissive attitude to the Lord and to one another. May the Lord just give us that grace that we need to walk as children of light. Because Ephesians 5 and 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable to the Lord. Praise God. So we are to, you know, we're to be filled with the Spirit, we're to walk in the Spirit. But as I was praying specifically about what to share on this broadcast, the Lord just kind of spoke two words to my heart for you today as you're listening, and that is, he was simple and to the point, faint not. And as I considered about what that directive meant, not to faint, well, one of the meanings of faint means to lose courage or spirit, to become weak, or to lack strength or vigor. Anyone out there listening to me feel that might apply to you? Well, God encouraged Israel when they were going to war, and he says, let not your hearts faint, and do not tremble, for the Lord your God is he that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies and to save you. That's Deuteronomy 23 and 4. So, beloved, God will be glorified through our lives. For Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Hebrews 12 and 3 says, for consider him, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. There's a little poem that goes, faint not, fret not, forward go. Just trust in this, he loves you so. The trail, though steep, leads to Zion's heights. Soon earth's trials will fade as the night. Praise God. Well, a glorious day is coming when the battle's over, as that little chorus used to go that we sang. When the battle's over, we will wear a crown in the New Jerusalem. Praise God. But as I was praying, there were some very specific things the Lord spoke to me to want to share with you. And they were specific, so I'm just going to share them. One is that some of you have been criticizing yourself, and you must stop doing that. You know, if you're doing everything that you know to do in your power to live a righteous life pleasing to the Lord, then you must cease self-condemnation. I mean, that some of us all might fall prey to, because the word says there's therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. And so it's the work of the enemy to make you, you know, look down on yourself. Sometimes, you know, you just said, oh, how stupid, or I'm such a dummy, things like that. We shouldn't say those things, because Jesus dwells within us, and he doesn't create dummies. And so we have to be careful, whether with our words or even with our attitudes. Even if we don't say anything, stop putting yourself down, okay? That was one specific thing the Lord gave. And then also he caused me to sense there were doors opening in the Spirit. And by that, I sense a greater sense of the Lord's presence and communion with Him. Haven't you been seeking that? I've been praying that for my life, for the partners. And I believe with that, God will be showing us His immediate plans and will for our lives at the present. Not necessarily long-range plans, but just what He wants you to do today, tomorrow, this week. And also, I believe doors of circumstance are going to be opening. Doors in the area of employment, financial increase in relationships. I've really been praying. Some partners, you know, there's just tremendous financial needs. And so I'm really seeking God. And I believe, God, we're going to see those doors open. And also I sense there's going to be a reestablishment, a reconnection with friends and acquaintances that you've not been in touch with for a while. They're kind of going to be reactivated. And also I feel doors in your heart and soul, that God will be birthing an expression of those giftings that He's placed within you that have been dormant. And I believe they're going to manifest in creative, artistic expression on many levels. And also, you know, just in the very common events of our daily routine, He's going to give shortcuts, new ways of doing things to break those automatic habit patterns that we all get into. And I believe that will allow us to see Him involved in our lives in small personal ways that are very precious to us. I know I had something, there's one little thing I, juicing. I've been juicing on a juice fast, and there was one way, manner I've been doing it, and the Lord showed me a shortcut that I mean, I've been doing this for decades, and it's like, oh my heavens, I never thought of that. And so I believe God's going to move in our lives in ways that are just going to be really personal, but will be such a blessing. And I believe as we allow Him to minister to us that way, we're going to experience as never before the effortless, joyous, harmonious flowing together of all things as we're led by the Spirit. And what a welcome contrast that will be from the stress and turmoil of the world's way of doing things. Praise God. Well, I just sense the Spirit of the Lord wanting to speak in a personal way to you as you open your hearts to receive this ministry. My beloved, do you imagine that I'm only concerned about the major issues that confront you or your spiritual efforts in prayer and ministry and letting your light shine toward others? No, the greatness of my love compasses your path and your down-sitting and uprising. Lo, I'm acquainted with all of your ways. You cannot fathom my care and interest in the smallest activities of your day. What you see as mundane and trivial, as compared to the important and essential, it is in the very commonplace events of your day that I will teach and reveal to you my ways. Haven't you desired joy? Though others may forsake and neglect you, I never shall. You shall revel in the revelation of my love for you, and you shall rejoice in my mercies, which are new every morning. Look for them. I desire to make your every waking moment a psalm of praise unto me. I would have you to know, my beloved, that today is a new day in your walk with me. I would have you to forget those former things and look for those things that I'm about to do in your behalf. Lo, much effort and striving have not brought forth all your heart has desired. But as you continue to seek my face diligently, as you desire to please me and walk according to my word, you shall see me multiply and establish the work of your hands. As you delight yourself in me, I shall give you the desires of your heart. I'm enlarging you to receive more of me, and with that will come increased blessings in your life. Few things give me greater joy than my children's awareness and appreciation of what I've already done for them. Therefore, my beloved, rejoice in my faithfulness and goodness to you. And as you are grateful, I ask you to give out to others of my love. Give what is in your power to do, your concern, your time, your caring and help, that which I would speak to your heart to do. Make a conscious effort each day to determine to do this. And as you're obedient to the leading of my Spirit, you shall see those new things that I have reserved for you come into existence. As my word declares, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it, says the Lord. Praise God. Well, the Lord has ministered so beautifully. I pray that you just receive that which God has given personally for your life. The Holy Spirit knows how to, even though I'm speaking to hundreds, thousands of people, the Lord knows how to make it personal just for you. Well, in closing, I'd like to share a recent email from a brother writing from Atascadero, and he writes, Judith, I wanted to write you about the letter in the Word of the Lord that he had recently received, and he shares a partial quote of that. And he says, as I read the letter, that night I saw the windows of heaven open and two large winged angels standing in the heavens. I wanted to share this with you as you've been faithful these many years in bringing encouragement to me from the Lord. I remember those many years ago in Hayward in 1985. Well, at that point in time, we were in Whitehall. Brother Glass was going strong and ministering, and many people would come from all over to be in our services. Anyway, he goes on to say, I remember those many years ago in Hayward, 1985, that you told me the Lord wanted you to be an anchor to me in prayer, and you've been faithful all these years. Praise God. Well, that's my joy to do that. That's why I have maybe not a large, but a very precious spiritual family. I invite you to become part of my spiritual family. The announcer will give you our contact information. Write that letter, send that email, and I'll send back to you whatever God gives for your blessing and encouragement. Thank you for listening, and until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.